With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And with the Buckeye music, let's talk Buckeyes right now. Part of Best Buckeye coverage here on 610 WTVN. It's our pal Jeff Logan. How's the week been for you?
It's been terrific, Joel. How are you?
You know, I can't complain. We hear all this talk about COVID cases on the rise, but my folks, my son, my wife and I, all been healthy, extended family good, so I guess we've dodged the bullet.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and it's interesting when you see somebody like Trevor Lawrence, yeah, who is, you got to believe, has been in their bubble as much as anybody, still get this disease, and now having a big impact on the number one or two team in the country.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you look at this week, it's probably not a huge deal that he's out, but if he's still out next week and they got to take on Notre Dame, that could have big time implications at the very top of college football.
Yeah, I was watching on the sports last night, and they were going through the math that affects teams that are in the ACC, which is much different than the Big Ten Conference, because as we have come to know, if you test positive, you're out for 21 days in the Big Ten. In the ACC, it's a 10-day sit, which would put him right on the nose in terms of that game, yeah, against Notre Dame. So if he tests negative today, then he might be cleared for that game against Notre Dame.
Gotcha. Fascinating stuff, no doubt. And I won't even speculate, what might happen if it were the Buckeyes, because so far the Buckeyes are good. You got to assume at some point they might have to deal with it. But let's deal with what we know. What we know is a big game for the Buckeyes tomorrow at Penn State, 7:30 kick. You, Matt, and Bill start coverage at 5 o'clock right here. And it's impossible to talk about the Buckeyes without focusing in on Justin Fields. I mean, the guy just gets it done. He was 20 for 21 last week. 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. As far as carrying the ball, another touchdown and 54 yards. So guy gets it done, gets it done, gets it done.
Yeah, he's elite, and you got to have players like this make big plays in big games. And if you start looking at Ohio State's schedule, they certainly knew that this was one of those that they would circle on the schedule as being a big game, whether or not there's fans in their stadium or not. And you know, we've talked all week about the fact that the Penn State environment, when they're able to do the whiteout over there, is probably as special as anything in college football. And you know, going over there and not having that crowd noise and having that impact is certainly going to be different.
Yep.
But when you know, time comes and it's ready to play football, it's talent versus talent, and it's teams that make mistakes versus teams that don't make mistakes. And Justin Fields has got to go over there and be absolutely perfect.
Well, and you can talk, too, about Penn State. I mean, they're 0-1 right now, but statistically against Indiana, it wasn't even close. And then they put up good numbers. Their offense definitely had output. In fact, when you look at total yards, it's almost a dead heat. We put up 491. Penn State put up 488.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, though, Joel, is that they had 3 turnovers and they had 10 penalties, I think, in that game.
Yes.
They made so many mistakes that they didn't even deserve to win the game. And we can get into all of the bad coaching decisions and clock management at the end of that football game. But the bottom line is you got to be perfect in all phases of the game. And Penn State, though, you know, able to put up a lot of yards, made a lot of mistakes in their first game.
Okay. So mistakes is what ate them up. Let's talk about, you know, you mentioned this is a game that pretty much everybody had circled before the season even started. Think back to when you were playing, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want to hear what you have to say. But it seems to me like when you were playing with Woody, that there was one game you circled every year, and it was the game. How is it now when you maybe got to look at the calendar and go, okay, we're going to circle this one, and we're going to circle that one, and then there's one more down here that we really got to pay attention to? Psychologically, is that wearing on the guys, or is that just the way it is today?
Well, I think if you come to a place like Ohio State, you know you're going to get everybody's best shot regardless of what their record might be, and especially during these days where the schedule is so condensed, and you know you can't make a single mistake during the season if you're going to want to be considered for the college football playoff. So, yeah, they recognize this game. They certainly recognize the game at the end of the regular season, being out there against the team up north. And, you know, to be honest with you, when we were preparing for the team up north, we kind of did it every week, regardless of who we were playing. But I don't know that Ohio State has that luxury today.
So when you talk about that, you want to make sure you're giving it your best. So is it, hey, you know, when it's wait time, you're squatting a little more, you're benching a little more, you're hanging onto those holds longer. Is it, you know, hey, coach made me run the route 10 times, I'm going to run it 5 more times on my own. What is it that the team does to get ready for big weeks like this?
Well, I think the thing that Ryan Day is doing today, and that Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel before him certainly put in place, was the fact that you've got to look in the mirror every day that you walk off that field and decide, did I do something today to get better? Because if you didn't, you got worse. And so every day is about improving, doing something each day to make sure you're a better football player so you don't let your teammates down.
And when you talk about, you know, you're going to get the best shot that every team you play because you're Ohio State, I mean, Penn State's going to get our best shot, too. I mean, they're no slouch team. And when you look at them being 0-1, if they could somehow win and then some sort of chaos where the team up north has a loss, now everybody's back to even playing field and you could have a 7-1, 8-1, a Big Ten champ.
Yeah, you know, we talked about this last night on Buck's Line as to which team maybe has more pressure going into this football game. And most certainly Penn State has got an enormous amount of pressure on them because of the fact that they failed so miserably against Indiana last week. And if they opened the season with 2 straight losses, obviously they're out of the picture for the national championship. And they may end up with a coaching change if they were to lose their first 2 games of this season.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think there's a lot of pressure on James Franklin because of his poor clock management. But I think there's always going to be pressure if you're Ohio State. Every opponent's going to, as we said, give you the best shot. And Ohio State has a very clear, defined goal this year. And Ryan Day made it clear to everybody on the football team when he said, you have a chance to be champs or you have a chance to be chumps. And it's your choice every day. And right now they are behaving like champions.
So Jeff Logan, our guest, talking Buckeye football here on News Radio 610 WTVN. You know, it always used to be, Jeff, we would talk and it was like, we got to get up on them 14 points. Want to come out there, get a quick 14, get the fans on their hands and all that kind of stuff. Is that still a mentality? Is that something that the Buckeyes will work to try to get a team down to so they can kind of relax a little bit and know they got the lead?
You know, the momentum that was so obvious to fans because of the fans being involved hasn't really changed when it comes to the players. And you can see by their body movements and everything else associated with the game that if you get on them quick and they start hanging their heads, they put their hands on their hips, you know you've gotten them beat.
Okay.
So I think you still have to be able to go out there and give them nothing to cheer about at the very beginning of the football game. Now, you remember last week against Nebraska, they take the ball 4 plays down the field, touchdown. We're down 7-0 in our own building.
Yeah.
But our guys didn't panic. They didn't do anything crazy. You certainly don't want to do that on the road. You don't want to get down to the team 7-0 or 14-0 and have to come back. But we've seen how this game has gone in the past years. And
yeah.
You know,
tight.
It's usually a score of 1 or 2 points separates the winner in this game, and yep. This year might not be any different.
Yeah, so then play that out. I mean, I thought it was interesting at the end of last week that the Buckeyes, even with the backup in, pinned one more touchdown on. Did that seem appropriate to you, or is that a little piling on? I mean, Coach Day did apologize for that.
Yeah, he apologized, but, you know, it's really difficult. If he was in there throwing the football all over the field, I can understand why the other coach might be upset about it. But you've got kids that have not played football. You got a freshman quarterback in there. You've got to let them be able to play. And I guess my comment to Scott Frost would be, play better defense.
I got it, Jeffrey. I'm so looking forward to the coverage tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this game. It's great to have you on this morning. Jeff Logan, part of Best Buckeye Coverage. Hear him. Our coverage starts at 5 o'clock. Walk you right up to kickoff, 7:30, Penn State, Ohio State. You hear all the good stuff right here on News Radio 610 WTVN.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.